T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It is now our esteemed guest that we have to welcome in on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. He is the newest Cleveland Brown. He is the hand of God. Dalvin Tomlinson joins us now. Dalvin, welcome to the show. Welcome to Cleveland, buddy.
Hey, I appreciate y'all having me.
So, Ben Lieber, Viking sideline analyst, was on earlier in the show, told us about the hand of God. What can you tell us about the hand of God?
I pretty much got it from the Avengers with Thanos, the Infinity Gauntlet.
Okay.
Yeah, it's it's like his thing, when he snapped everybody out of existence. That's pretty much my thing.
Is there a certain age where the hand became so strong?
I don't know about that one. I guess it's always been that way. I guess you could say.
So it is your right hand, just to be clear.
Yeah, I guess you could say that.
So let's kind of get to the, we'll kind of start at the beginning here with you. When did the Browns get on your radar?
From my understanding, I feel like the Browns has had interest in me ever since, I guess, last October, November.
Okay. Go ahead, bud.
Oh, yeah, just with free agency, I already knew from, the gig with my agent and everything that they had huge interest in me.
So, tell us about your skill set and what you bring to the table. Obviously, Cleveland, they need interior help, they need pass rushing help and all these things. And just from talking with Ben and some people that have obviously been around you, it seems like you bring a lot to the table. What are your biggest strengths?
I feel like my biggest strengths are, you already know, stopping the run is I think, and as well as being a big guy that can affect the passer. If it's batting the ball down, getting QB hits, getting sacks, or even just helping other guys get freed up to get one-on-ones, and so we can win our one-on-ones in the game, help somebody else get to the quarterback quickly.
Dalvin, when it comes to where to play, right? What alignment, what gap, is there a spot you're most comfortable in?
As long as I can put my hand in there, I'm happy. It really doesn't matter which spot I'm at. I'm comfortable with pretty much playing the whole line.
Dalvin Tomlinson, the great Dalvin Tomlinson, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Dalvin, have you ever been to Cleveland outside of for a game?
I've been to Cleveland once or twice. I remember I went up there for, I think it was my second year in the league. I went to Cleveland to help with a kids camp with the dairy. Fill up to play 60 dairy camp they had up there with the kids and stuff.
Okay. All right. So what we're saying is we can – so the really reason why we're asking is, it from one big guy to another, if you need food recommendations in town, this is the show you want to come to. Just text Keith, the producer, and we'll figure out where we can get you going.
Most definitely. We definitely got to set that up there.
Now, I know you're a Georgia kid, so I got to ask you, what are our favorite eats over there?
Favorite eats in Georgia? Oof. I feel like you can't go wrong with almost anywhere. You already know, if you go to the city, Umi is a good sushi spot. You can't go wrong with any of the steakhouses, from Capital Grill to Chops Lobster Bar. It's just a little bit of everything out here. So Fox Brothers Barbecue is a good one, too.
So, Dalvin, being on a team, Dalvin's not a common name, right? It's kind of a, there's several Dalvins, but it's not a common name. But you're on a team with another Dalvin. Do you have a nickname?
Mm-hmm. DT. Yeah, most people call me DP.
Well, that's pretty simple. Okay. Mm-hmm. That's good. We can roll with that.
Do you have any, like, family nicknames?
Family. Everybody knows call me DP.
All right. Okay. So, playing next to or playing on the same defensive line as Myles Garrett, what are you most excited about playing with this defensive line, including playing next to Myles?
Well, I'm super excited to play with Myles. You know, we're in the same draft class, and just throughout the years, everybody knows Myles is one of those freak athletes, generational players you get to play alongside. And just to be able to get out there and, you know, make some chemistry out there on the defensive line with him is going to be amazing. And just the scheme, I feel like just go out here to be able to attack offensive linemen from all points of the lot of the defensive line is going to be super fun. I'm just excited to get out here and meet everybody and just build some chemistry with the rest of the defensive line and go out here and make some plays.
Dalvin Tomlinson, new Browns defensive lineman on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You mentioned the scheme here. That Jim Schwartz is known for the wide nine scheme. That's known for allowing big men such as yourself to eat and get after the quarterback. How big of a factor was playing in the wide nine into your decision to come to Cleveland?
It was a big thing just because, like, I just know how they play and just watching film on them and everything. Just, like I said, getting off the rock, just getting off the ball and attacking. That's the biggest thing I wanted to do, just to be able to attack and use my strength to my advantage.
All right. Now, we've got a lot of the football stuff out of the way here. Outside of football, what else are you into, buddy?
I guess you could say I'm a nerd. I built a couple gaming PCs. I'm a big gamer. I love anime. I draw a little bit here and there.
Ooh, what do we draw?
Pretty much anything, mostly anime type stuff, or just, like, you know, a little realism, trying to get better with realism. But
how did you get into that?
A little bit of everything.
How'd you get into that, Dalvin?
I don't know. I've been drawing since I was a kid, so it's okay. Like one of the things I do.
Okay. So you mentioned gaming PCs. You mentioned you're a gamer there. What kind of games are we talking about there? What kind of games are you into?
I pretty much play everything from Call of Duty, Battlefield. I used to play Fortnite. I really don't play that anymore. Any shooting game, adventure game, any video game, that's my main go-to, just like any game for real. I've been just a big gamer.
Now, you happen to be talking to a nerd, and my board up is a nerd, and so I always like to know, like, how far into nerdery do we go? Can I get you to talk Marvels and Star Wars? I don't know why I added and dropped an S there. Star Wars or Marvel? Can I get you there, or are we just talking anime and gaming here?
I love Marvel. That's why I got the stone, the Infinity Stones on my gauntlet, Marvel. Huh? Like, I'm a huge Iron Man fan, too, so.
Ooh, why
Iron
Marvel.
Man? I don't know. I just feel like just growing up, Iron Man has always been one of those characters I just love, just because, like, I guess they just, everybody knows exactly who Iron Man is.
All right, if I had to cast you in a new Marvel series, right, or the new, whatever the next, Mach 9? I don't even know where we are with the Marvel Universe yet. But if I could let you choose to play any Marvel character, who would you choose?
Oof, that'd be a tough one. Because I definitely would have played, like, Thanos in the last phase, for sure.
You want to be the bad guy? I can't get you to be the Incredible Hulk?
I don't know. Thanos beat up the Incredible Hulk, man. That's the crazy.
Yeah, he whooped that ass. He didn't just beat him up. He kicked that dude's ass.
Exactly. Like, off the field, I love to be Tony Stark, but on the field, I'm definitely Thanos.
Dalvin, you spent your college career playing for the Crimson Tide at Alabama. I feel like we have to ask about Nick Saban. What was it like playing for Coach Saban?
It was great. You know, Coach Saban, one of those coaches who wants you to reach your full potential. So he's going to demand everything out of you. Even if it's on the field, in the classroom, in study hall, anything. And I feel like Coach Saban does a great job in shaping young men into becoming better men throughout the years.
Dalvin Tomlinson on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. You know, there's a lot of noise here. Alabama missing the playoffs this year. That maybe Nick's struggling with NIL or struggling with a transfer portal. Are you buying into any of that noise?
Nah, I'm not buying into it at all because, you know, for Alabama, you know, we not heard that year after year, Alabama's not going to be the same. And Coach Saban figures out you can just trust the process and it all falls into place.
Dalvin, not only were you great at Alabama, you've been great in the NFL here. I also read an article that you were a four-sport athlete in high school. So What sport besides football was your best?
Wrestling, hands down. Wrestling was definitely my best. I was a three-time state champion. And, I finished my last state finals match in 9 seconds.
Good God. Who did they match you up against? Nobody? Did they just put you up against air? Do you say 9 seconds?
Yeah, I pinned the guy 9 seconds in the state finals.
Did he, like, change his name and move to another country? Because that sounds like a Thanos kind of ass-whooping there.
Yeah. I don't know what happened after that, but I just thought it was a good day for me.
Dalvin, I got to ask, man, thank you for all your time here. You've been so gracious with your time. You got such a great attitude, and you do have a reputation of kind of being a happy-go-lucky guy and having just kind of a great outward attitude. Where do you get that from?
I got that, always said life is too short not to enjoy it, so I always try to be a blessing to others when I can be a smile all the time.
All right, now we got a bunch of fans here listening, and Browns fans, you're going to find out. There's a different level of passion and fire here. So I'm going to give you an opportunity to completely pander to those fans. What can Cleveland Browns fans expect from Dalvin Tomlinson in the Brown and Orange?
You can expect a dog, a guy who's going to not give up no matter what the circumstances, a guy who wants to help everybody around him get better. And not be selfish on the field, and just pretty much just like I want all of us to succeed because we're only as strong as our weakest link. So, you know, I'm going to bring everybody together as much as possible and go out here and get some wins.
Dalvin, you spent the first few years of your career in New York, and, one player who is, rumored to maybe be some of the Browns are interested in, he was also here, also in New York, is Odell Beckham Jr. Any chance you guys reunite?
Oh, that'd be dope. I would love to play with Odell again. Odell's great people. I love that guy. Odell's one of those guys, super humble, super hardworking, and like he's super passionate about the game. He's one of those players who loves the game, and he's going to compete. If it's practice, walkthrough, or anything, he's going to be a huge player there. And I would love if he came to Cleveland, too.
So you mentioned a couple words there that are interesting, passionate and humble. And, you know, for whatever reason, there's a different feeling on Odell from the media side of things. Why do you think there's such a big difference between who Odell is in the locker room and who people perceive him to be?
Yeah, because I feel like one of the biggest things with that is, like, a lot of people, you can't see what happens in the locker room. And or on game day on the sideline, people, the cameras are there. You may see one thing, and it may be interpreted the wrong way. But like if you know certain people, like you've been playing with them, you know, for years or been with them for months at a time, like you know that type of person and exactly what everything meant, like the different actions people take and stuff like that. And like I got to know Odell pretty good, and He's just one of those. He's a huge competitor. He loves the game, and the media can paint a lot of people wrong a lot of the time.
Dalvin, we appreciate the insight, buddy. Welcome to Cleveland, and again, when you get in town, I would just say all the pizza. That's what I'm just going to tell you. Just get all the pizza. It'll help keep you at your playing weight, and you'll never go wrong.
All right, I appreciate it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.